Like Rose Greenhow, Boyd was a lively inmate early on, bragging that she could remain in Old Capitol longer than Stanton could afford to keep her there. Her spirits quickly sagged, however, and she began to complain about being held without charges. On August 28th, federal authorities finally packed Belle off in a prisoner exchange boat to Richmond, where she received a hero's welcome as Greenhow had. In the spring of 1863, she slipped back into Martinsburg to continue trying to be a spy, but failed again. Baker's detectives arrested her once more, sent her to Carroll Prison for a little more than 3 months, and then delivered her for the second time to Richmond. Confusion gripped Washington as Pope's defeated army streamed into the city. "We are whipped again," Lincoln muttered forlornly to an aide. Newspapers reported it was now a distinct possibility that Lee's army would follow Pope's and conquer the capital. Stanton and Chase had circulated a letter for their cabinet colleagues to sign, demanding that McClellan be fired and hinting that they would resign if he wasn't. Lincoln preempted the move, however, announcing that he was putting Pope's army and Washington's defenses under McClellan's command. Pope would be exiled to Minnesota. The decision stunned the cabinet, but Lincoln felt he had no choice. His East Coast army was in deep disarray. Lincoln feared mutiny if he kept Pope in command and cashiered McClellan, who was still popular among the troops and expert in organizing and training armies, even if he wouldn't fight with them. McClellan arrived in Washington on September 1st with Pinkerton at his side, and after being told by Lincoln the next day that Pope's army would be folded into his, he immediately set about doing what he did best, restoring administrative order, reorganizing the forces, and stage managing grand reviews with soldiers cheering him. In less than a week, McClellan's army of 85,000 then moved out at a leisurely pace to intercept Lee, who was marching not into Washington, but instead to Maryland. Sharp's 120th Regiment was left behind and put on picket duty at different points around Washington. Pinkerton, who joined McClellan at his new field headquarters in Rockville, Maryland, claimed after the war that his men had learned that Lee planned an advance into that state, but there's no hard evidence they did. A Union Signal Corps lookout station atop Sugarloaf Mountain, the highest point in Maryland, just north of the Potomac River and south of Frederick, is credited with spotting the Confederate movement north and alerting Washington. Pinkerton also does not appear to have supplied McClellan with any more lengthy Confederate strength reports as he had before and during the Peninsula campaign. At this point, it would likely have mattered little if he had. Though McClellan left Washington again with a 2-to-1 advantage over his enemy, in his mind it was set in stone that the Confederates outnumbered him as they had before. The Union commander would move cautiously in Maryland, as he had in Virginia.